Action removes doubt. Action removes doubt. How many times do we do nothing and worry and worry and worry? And as we continue to worry, we continue to have all sorts of problems and all sorts of concerns, and we wonder why things don't work out, and we wonder why things don't function the way we want them to function. And then we begin to look at what we're doing. We begin to notice that we're just sort of wallowing in our doubt. We're wallowing in our feeling that it doesn't work. And when we do that, then we are getting nowhere except to go down, down, down. And the minute we stand up and take a deep breath and say, yes, I am doing this correct. I am doing this right. And then we take action. And we say, I take action by my thought. I take action by my word. I take action by who and what I am. I say, all is in divine order. All is in wonderful order. All is in super order. All is fantastic. And I love it. I love it. I love it. And when I say that, then things begin to happen in a beneficial way for me. Things begin to happen in a glorious way for me, and I begin to lift up my chin and lift up my head and say, wow, yes, this is wonderful, this is beautiful, this is glorious. And then the action begins to take place. Then, as I put this action in motion, things happen gloriously for me, and I feel so complete and so fulfilled and so great. And the problem that I had seen only a few moments before is no longer there. I'm not giving my attention to it. I'm giving my attention to action, to doing something positive and joyous and wonderful. I'm giving my attention to doing something uplifting to my highest and best, to that which is going to bring about the good that I want in my life. How do I bring about the good that I want in my life? How do I bring that into focus for myself? How do I forget the past that has been beneficial to me, that has not been helpful to me to accomplish peace, harmony, love, joy, and all the blessings that I would like to know in my life? So, I give action to it. I say, I like me. Oh my, that's a good one to fight, isn't it? Yes, we fight that. I like me, I like me, I like me. Say it. And when you say I like me, then you don't have thoughts of not liking yourself. When I say I like me, I cannot be thinking I don't like me. When I say I am healthy, I cannot have thoughts that say I'm not healthy. I cannot have thoughts in my mind, in my word, in my soul, in my being, that say I'm anything other than desirable. Always desirable, always good, always beautiful, always perfect. This is what action does. Action brings results. Yes, action removes doubt. And action removes doubt because we can only think of one thing at a time. We can only be dreaming of one thing at a time. We can only be knowing one thing at a time for ourselves. And what we know for ourselves is that we are nice, we are likable, we are beautiful people, we are wonderful people, we are so fantastic. If something disturbs me, I take action by thinking positively the opposite thought. I think positively the ideal that I am whole and perfect right now. I am fantastic right now. I am glorious right now. I am wonderful right now. And then that is all that takes place in my life. Action removes doubt. But I must take that action. I must take that action. Regardless of anything else, I must take that action. And when I take that action, what happens is that it brings about perfection, joy, peace, love. It brings about all that is good in my life. It brings about all that is fulfilling and rewarding. And I did it by my action. I did it by my thought. I did it by who I know I am. I have so many people that I work with as a practitioner. And they come to me and they say they have problems. They come to me and they say they have difficulties. They come to me and they say they have pain. And I say, all right, how do we remove that pain from your body? Pills or ointments or acupuncture, acupressure, chiropractor? How do we remove that? There's no way you can just reach in there and take it and take it out. But there is a way. Yes, there is a way. And that way is action removes the doubt. Action takes place. And what's the action we want to do? The action is our thought. The action is how we think, what we are thinking about, what we are dreaming about, what we are knowing about, what we are being. That's what is what matters to us. That's all that matters to us, is to be that which we are. And when we are that which we are, then our thought is not on the illness, it's not on the pain, it's not on the problem. Our thought is on the solution. The solution for a problem when you have pain is non-pain, when you don't have pain. So, and to have no pain, you say, I am whole and perfect. I am wonderful. I am fantastic. I am glorious. I am marvelous. Yes. And when you say that, what happens to you? What happens to you? You feel great. You feel fantastic. You feel glorious. And you do that by action. And the action is your positive thought, your positive word, your positive knowingness within yourself that this is the truth about you. The truth about you is that you're whole and perfect. The truth about you is that you're glorious. The truth about you is that you are the solution. You're not the problem. You're the solution. And the solution is the happy result that you know is your truth about yourself. The happy results that you know is the glorious recognition of your wholeness. And that recognition is right now. When you put your thought to it, you put your mind to it, you put your heart to it, you put your dreams to it, you put your knowledge to it, and you say, I am whole and perfect, I am whole and perfect, I am whole and perfect, I am whole and perfect. We have said so often about the little boy who is told that he is naughty and he should write on the blackboard, I will not be naughty, I will not be naughty, I will not be naughty. Now that's yesterday. But today we take that little boy and we have him go to the blackboard and we say, right on the blackboard, I am a wonderful boy. I am a loving boy. I am a good boy. I am a good boy. I am a good boy. Write it 100 times. And what's going to happen? Perhaps not the first go-around, but as he does this, as this is what we expect out of him, and this is what we call forth out of him at any time he acts up in any negative way, then this is the action. This is the action that removes the doubt. He had doubt that he was good or bad. When he wrote, I am a good boy, he is good. When you say, I am whole and perfect, you are whole and perfect. When you say, I like my body is the temple of the living God, my body is perfect, my body is wonderful. When you say that, you do not have room to say anything else. You do not have room to say anything else in your life, in your way. You do not have room to be any way that is not the truth about you. Because you can only live the truth. You can only be the truth. Action removes the doubt. And you want to remove that doubt and remove it today and remove it with all the power and all the strength and all the knowledge within you. And it doesn't take any power. It doesn't take any strength. It doesn't take any knowledge. It's just another cause. The cause is I am whole and perfect. I am healthy. I am a wonderful person. I like me, I like me, I like me. I am wonderful, I am wonderful, I am wonderful. I am a good boy, I'm a good boy, I'm a good girl, I'm a good girl, I'm a good girl. I'm a good person, I'm a good person, I'm a good person. And when I do that, that's all that I know, that's all that I am, and that's all that I know how to share. Do it with me today. And that's why I love you so. I love you. 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 I love you.